Since 1948, when the CIA rigged the Italian election, it's not hard to believe that the United States government still maintains and funds the agency whose sole purpose seems to be focused more so on regime change than intelligence.
The U.S. has acknowledged that it engaged in torture, that it operated a program, put them in secret detention, and tortured them. But there's been no accountability for these abuses.
We did a whole lot of things that were right, but we tortured some folks.
And that's just what the CIA has evolved into. Even in a country that's supposed to be free, the average American has little to no information about what this agency does, how it does it, and how it affects the country's place on the world stage. But information is harder to hide than ever before. The information age seems to have put a target on the back of the CIA, with both citizens and politicians now taking deliberate steps to reduce or potentially even eliminate it. Though I don't see that happening anytime soon. But with the information age now giving way to the misinformation age, it's possible that the CIA will emerge stronger than ever. My name is Elizabeth Ann Stewart, and you are watching Geopolitics in Conflict. A big thank you to our show's sponsor for today, Don'tWastePower.com. The Central Intelligence Agency was established in 1947 out of the ashes of the World War II Office of Strategic Services, or OSS. Since then, it has been an integral but contentious component of the U.S. national security apparatus. Tasked with foreign intelligence gathering, the goal of establishing the agency was to unify intelligence efforts and overcome the fragmented and uncoordinated state that characterized the U.S. wartime intelligence apparatus. Under the visionary leadership of William J. Donovan, the OSS's comprehensive approach laid the groundwork for the CIA's new multifaceted mission. However, the agency's history is marred by critiques of its clandestine methods, ethical breaches, and questionable objectives. Examples include its constant engagement with human rights violators, major public intelligence failures, and controversial tactics such as torture and extraordinary rendition. Indeed, while the deep-seated paranoia of the Cold War supported an anything-goes mentality among both citizens and representatives, the world is now more wary of the impact such strategies have on increasing global culture, especially in the wake of 9/11. America has seen more and more debates about the legality and morality of its operations. And despite its charter's clear mandate against domestic operations, the CIA has frequently overstepped its bounds regarding the people it claims to want to protect. Just like groceries, gas, and food, your energy bills are expected to keep hitting record highs over the coming months too. These power bills have gotten so expensive for the average American that a record number of 20 million households are now behind on their power bills. Some power companies have a shocking 13 million in uncollected bills because the average household can't afford the rising cost of electricity today. Yet the greedy power companies show no signs of lowering costs. That's why I've been lowering my energy bills thanks to this little device that I absolutely love. I want to slash my power bills, beat the greedy utility companies, and keep more money in my pocket every month. This little gadget that plugs into a wall outlet is designed to stop your home from wasting unnecessary energy, reducing your home's electricity usage, extend the lifespan of appliances, ensure a consistent and safe flow of electricity to your home, and much more. Be sure to use our link in the description below to get a 60-day risk-free trial, 65% off, and free shipping included, completely complimentary with every purchase. With many other free bonuses before they sell out by going to www.don'twastepower.com. That's www.don'twastepower.com. Once again, that's www.don'twastepower.com. Order now. What are its operational objectives and methods? The CIA's objectives have frequently shifted to align with changing US geopolitical interests, often flouting both international norms and domestic laws in the process. This fluidity in purpose has led the agency to employ a range of secretive and sometimes morally dubious methods in order to protect, obtain, and destroy valuable information. Indeed, for decades now, data has been considered the most valuable weapon in a war that seems to target whomever or whatever is convenient at the time. Historical interventions in sovereign nations and regions are nothing new to the United States, especially when one considers the historical doctrine of manifest destiny. However, this ideology did not simply die out once the West was won. Instead, it went on to lay the early groundwork for US interventionism. As this ethos extended into the 20th century, it guided the CIA's hands in orchestrating coups, assassinations, and supporting authoritarian regimes under the guise of countering communism or terrorism. The assassination of the Congolese politician Patrice Lumumba, coups in Iran and Guatemala, and involvements in regime changes from Ukraine and Chile to Afghanistan and Yugoslavia, all served to illustrate the agency's willingness to intervene in the international politics of nations around the globe. Meanwhile, events like Operation Chaos, which saw the surveillance of thousands of Americans linked to the peace movement of the 1960s, clearly shows an agency that's not afraid to interfere domestically as well. Such actions not only tend to lack transparent objectives and oversight, but they have raised significant ethical and legal questions about the CIA's role in global instability. CIA operations and global stability. There is no denying the CIA's operations have frequently spread instability and conflict. In regions like Afghanistan, Syria, and Ukraine, the agency's involvements have often exacerbated tensions rather than quelling them, contributing to prolonged conflicts and undermining efforts to establish stable governance. The ethical and legal ramifications of such interventions are profound, with the CIA's methods quite frequently violating international laws and norms around sovereignty and human rights. But let me be clear, other countries are doing the same. They might not be to the same extent of what the CIA does, but they are doing the same or similar things. The United States is not alone in this. Recent operations and controversies. In recent years, the CIA's operations have continued to evolve, with the agency's involvement in the civil wars of Syria and the geopolitical tensions in Ukraine, illustrating its ongoing role in global affairs. However, revelations about the CIA's bulk data collection on Americans have sparked a renewed debate over privacy, civil liberties, and the extent of surveillance. These issues echo past criticisms of the agency's overreach and the lack of accountability. Drawing parallels with historical instances of domestic spying and manipulation. Many people feel that the need for greater transparency and oversight is more pressing than ever, as the balance between national security and individuals' rights seem to have been thrown far out of whack. Of course, many foreign nationals have been quick to criticize Americans for only caring about restricting the CIA after learning of its domestic abuses. However, this is as much about the increased availability of information, often due to people, bless them, like Edward Snowden and Julian Assange. Let's not forget either of these people. Either way, the exposure of the CIA's surveillance practices alongside its continued, often damaging role in foreign regime interventions underscore what some claim is an inability of the agency to adhere to democratic principles and legal standards. Is there a path to accountability? Despite the often hyperbolic promises from politicians to eradicate the CIA entirely, it's much more likely that we'll instead see some type of reform. We can hope, right? However, the road to reforming the CIA will not be an easy one to walk, as it will require a complete and potentially public oversight of the agency's role, methods, and oversight mechanisms. The Church Committee investigations into the CIA activities in the 1970s offer at least some type of historical blueprint of reform. But the truth is that the implementation of any sort of sustained accountability measures has been extremely inconsistent. The reason for this lack of reform is because the system itself is corrupted to the core. In fact, the recent audit failures within the Department of Defense highlight a broader issue of oversight and transparency within the U.S. intelligence and defense sectors. If we can't get a bridle on even the non-clandestine agencies, how could we possibly hope to do so with one that has the ability to eliminate presidents and pundits without reprisal? Still, as calls for an increased transparency and accountability grow louder, there is at least some potential for leadership within the CIA to pivot towards more ethical and transparent practices. The way many see it, the future of the CIA, and indeed the US foreign policy as a whole, hinges on the agency's ability to adapt and reform in alignment with democratic values and international law. Though spy culture advocates for what we would call this kneecapping the American espionage apparatus, it's hard to argue against a CIA that actually serves the interest of global stability and has respect for human rights. The CIA's future effectiveness and legitimacy depends on its ability to embrace transparency on a level that it never has in the past. Nonetheless, its failures, missteps, and downright criminal behavior over the past 7 decades makes it clear that both Americans and foreign governments have no reason to trust the CIA under its current charter. Though some will argue that things like espionage must be unfettered by law and order, the CIA has already nearly 80 years off the leash. This has only brought ruin and sowed mistrust on a global scale. The only way the CIA can continue is if it maintains the delicate balance between safeguarding national security and upholding the principles of justice upon which the nation and its government were founded. We have barely even scratched the surface of what the CIA has been involved with since its founding. We encourage you to do more research into the agency and its activities, while supporting initiatives to promote transparency and accountability in the U.S. foreign policy. Feel free to comment, but as always, we ask that you try and keep things civil so that we can truly have an informed discussion that benefits everyone. Also, please like, share, and subscribe for more comprehensive and balanced political analyses on today's biggest issues. Bye for now.